Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Psalm chapter 88, verse 1. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Now, as a reminder, we are praying each day during this pandemic just for specific needs that people are sending in. So feel free to go to radical.net/prayer request and let us know a specific way we can pray for you, knowing that there are likely others who are experiencing similar things. We're just taking God's word and applying it to these specific prayer requests. So today I want to read something that James sent in. James is leading a police department in the midst of this pandemic in Virginia. He says, I serve as a leader in a large police department in my state, and I've been working around the clock with a team of other leaders, ensuring the continuity of the police department with the health, safety, and morale of our officers and the community that we serve as our number one goal. He talks about how the morale in the workforce is challenging to manage as the nature of police officers' jobs puts them in harm's way. This is an ever-evolving situation, and it's hard to keep up with. It's overwhelming in many ways. James says, I ask you, pray for wisdom as we try to make the best decisions, as we communicate well, as we're working a lot of hours and missing time with family and don't want to get our families sick if we get sick. And he just mentions government officials, health department staff, police and fire officials who are all working hard to serve the community, but can only do it with help from God. So that came to my mind when I read Psalm 88, verse 1. O Lord God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. You just think about James and other police officers who are working all throughout the night and all throughout the day, long shifts. And similarly, other government officials and health department officials who are doing this work day and night, day and night. We've prayed already for nurses and doctors who are working day and night. Like anytime you are listening to this podcast, the likelihood is there are many people who are really tired right now, who have been working for long hours, who need help. And this is the beauty of Psalm 88, verse 1, just from the very beginning, to see the psalmist saying, any time of day, any time of night, I can call to you and you are my help. That's what I love about what James wrote. He said, we cannot do our work well without help from God. It's true. And he says, may this be an opportunity for many people to come to faith in Jesus and to see their need for God's help. He talks about, please pray for our families while we are working long days. So I want us to pray specifically, knowing that whoever's listening to this right now, especially if you're in a work situation like James in a police department, working fire and rescue, working in a health department, and you're working long hours right now, I just want to pray, God, for James and others like him who are working day and night to serve and to help others, that they would see you at every moment as a source of help, as a source of strength, as a source of peace, as a source of protection, as their ultimate source for all these things. Oh God, I pray for James. I pray that as he cries out day and night before you, that he would know you hear him and you help him. God, we pray for other police officers like him. We pray for other fire and rescue workers like him. We pray for government officials. We pray for all kinds of public servants who are working day and night during this pandemic. God, please cause them to look to you and cry out to you and know that you are their help in every way they need. God, we praise you that when we are weak, you are strong. When we need wisdom, you give wisdom. When we don't know what to do, you are always wise. You always know what is best. So God, please draw James and others like him and their families into deeper trust in you, deeper dependence on you, and show yourself strong on their behalf as they do so much work during these days for so many people. We praise you, O God of our salvation, that we can cry out day and night before you and know that you hear us through what Jesus has done on the cross for us. We praise you for being our ever-present help day and night in whatever need we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.